Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with some Lust Academy. Sorry we didn't get to it last time. My apologies. If I'm right, she should be... Audrey's in the kitchen as usual, drinking coffee and daydreaming about something. Maybe I should keep her company. Yo, Audrey, do you want to go to the coffee shop before class? Piss off. Do you always have to be so rude? Give it up. I thought we had a connection already. Look, Grim, let's be honest. You're cool and all, but my existence depends on sex. And you can't last long enough to satisfy me. So don't waste my time, okay? Tough, but fair. Well, if that's the case, I'll find a way to satisfy you. Yeah. Good luck finding it. Damn, she doesn't believe in me at all. That's okay. I'll prove her wrong. Freshmen shouldn't come into this section of the library, but I hope Emily is too busy to keep track of it. What have we got here? How to Train a Dragon. The 100 best lovemaking potions. All about Caladud. Huh? That's not exactly what I'm looking for, but the second one seems interesting. Succubi and Incubi. Here it is. It has methods of protection on the bottom. I need to study it very carefully. Still can't believe all the answers to my questions are here and I'm getting them now. Well, section one is called Succubi. There are so many chapters. Let's take a look at the interactions with a human being chapter. Maybe I'll find something there. Energy saving potions, page number 51. 49, 50, 51. Whoa! I found what I need! Jezebel Cresswell, well-known succubus researcher, also had some problems with loss of consciousness. He started to study this phenomenon and found the very solution of the acute problem. By the experimental way, Jezebel observed that mixture of mermaid blood with dandelion dust can help human beings hold consciousness pure while interacting with succubus. Succubi, not succubuses. But the potion will not work unless diluted with a tincture of Lunar Nymphaea. It's geese, not geeses. Lunar Nymphaea? What the hell is this, and where do I find it? Fuck, I wish I knew someone who's good with all these ingredients for potions. You do? Wait, I do know someone like that. And not just someone, I know the best potions teacher in the world. I just need to ask Sabrina about it without telling her why I need it. Oh, sure. I'm sure I'll think of something. I need to figure out how to ask Sabrina about Lunar Nymphaea. Without it, I can't create a potion to protect me from Audrey's powers. But to explicitly say I want to fuck a succubus, I can't. Oh no, have I missed the start of the lecture? I could swear I was not coming late. No, Grim, it's okay. The class hasn't begun yet, we're just chatting. Grace asked me how I swirl potions because hers are not that smooth. By the way, while you're here, your potions are one of the smoothest. Why don't you show the guys how you mix a reflection potion? I'm sure a pure example would be more illustrative for them. Maybe I can ask for that ingredient while I'm here. Sure, I'd love to join you. Alright. The color inspires respect. Looks just perfect. The smell, intense and specific. A full-bodied smell is a unique feature of this potion, as well as tiny little bubbles on the surface. I love everything so far. That's amazing, Grim. Great job. Grim is a living example of one golden rule, guys. Everything is possible. You only need to make an effort. Speaking of an effort, Miss Spellman, I was reading about different ingredients for potions at my leisure, and I came across a strange name. Do you happen to know what Lunar Nymphaea is? Lunar Nymphaea? Of course I do. What recipe did you see it in? Freshmen don't learn recipes with it. Did Samantha give you a textbook on advanced potions? Admit it. Did you study how to make a magic enhancement potion? How lucky for me that she answered her own question. Because I never figured out how to lie to her. Well, yeah, that's right. We were just practicing with Samantha. Under her supervision, of course. I just wanted to surprise her by getting the right ingredients. But I didn't know where to find this one. Well, I don't see anything wrong with you practicing, especially since you're both very promising potionists. The ingredient you're looking for is water flowers, water lilies. They grow on the edge of worlds and only appear in ours by moonlight. They are only visible on Tuesdays. That's why we also called them Tuesday Nymphaea. Wow, a flower that travels between worlds. But where to find them on Tuesdays at night? I planted a few in our fountain earlier this year, so I don't have to go too far to get them when I'm brewing potions. Sounds genius. Can I pick some up for our practice? Sure, don't be shy. They grow fast like weeds. But be sure to boil them before adding them to potions. They're poisonous in their raw form. Understood. Thanks for the warning. Goodbye, Miss. Good luck with your experiments with Miss Rose, Grim. Well, that was even easier than I thought. Now I know how to get all the ingredients. I just have to wait for Tuesday. Wait a minute. It's Tuesday today! Luck is on my side, because of course it is. All I have to do is come back here at night and pick some flowers. But it's still a couple of hours before nightfall. Maybe take a shift at Molly's? Money never hurts. Okay, yeah, so I'm doing it. Betsy waffles in a donut. Okay. So we just kind of do these now. Great job, Grim. Looks like the tips are all yours today. Alright. Grim, I never thought I'd find the perfect employee, but you and I are taking over. Be sure to come again. Of course, I'm always happy to spend time with you and make some extra money. Okay, that's done. Night had already fallen. Good. The flower I wanted should have appeared in the fountain by now. Is it just me or is the water in the fountain glowing? This must be it. I'll go take a look. Here it is. Lunar Nymphaea! I had no idea how beautiful it was. It's even kind of pathetic to tear it down. I hope Audrey's worth it. Whoa, I can feel it throbbing in my hands. The flower is clearly full of magical energy. I hope the book is right and that potion will work. Let's see what you have to say about that, Audrey. All that's left to do is to brew that potion. I hope Sabrina didn't lock her class tonight. Good thing she usually doesn't. The potion I'm about to make works and might help solve not only my problem, but Samantha's problem as well. And her magical ligaments won't be affected anymore. Good point. Okay, I have all the right ingredients ready. All that's left to do is to add them in time and mix them properly. Ugh, I've got to be here for a couple more hours. I should have brought coffee. The potion already acquired its characteristic color, just as the book described. I think it's ready. It's so beautiful. I hope it works. Okay, I'm done here. I just have to clean up the cauldron. Yeah, I'm not gonna get much sleep tonight. But it doesn't matter. I can't wait to tell Audrey about the potion. I'm already anticipating her reaction. It's a pretty warm night. Perfect weather for a walk. Too bad I have to get up for class tomorrow. So I can spend the whole night looking at stars. Everyone seems to be asleep by now. Yeah, that makes sense. It's late. Not everyone needs to be underground brewing dubious potions at night. Is it just me or is someone coming down the stairs? That's Audrey. That's the woman behind my insomnia. I wonder why she's awake. Maybe she sensed that I was preparing a surprise for her. Audrey, hi! I'm Grim. What are you doing here? Last time I checked, I was living here. Very funny. I mean now, at night. Getting ready to give you a good feeding. Why are you so sure of yourself all of a sudden? I think I stayed hungry last time. Last time I wasn't ready. But this time I've got something up my sleeve. Really? I was just about to have a snack. But where? Samantha sleeps in my room and yours has thin walls. The weather outside is great. Why don't we go for a walk? I know a place, but no, it's a secret. Come on, I won't tell anyone. Don't you dare, do you hear me? Audrey, you've trusted me with more than that, so... I promise all your secrets will stay secrets. Alright. Okay, follow me. Sure. I really hope you won't let me down this time. Trust me, baby, it's all under control. I've never been to that part of the woods. Seems more dreary and abandoned here. I hope Audrey isn't trying to get rid of me by leading me into some swamp. How much longer do we have to go? Not far. What are you, exhausted already? What a hero lover. With that kind of stamina. Of course you're comparing sex to walking in the woods. It's a different level of motivation. Huh. Whoa, what's that? It looks creepy. Here we are, since this place has been abandoned for some time. We won't have to worry about anyone bothering us. I don't know. I bet this place is crawling with ghosts and scary creatures. Wouldn't it be nice if there was this level of serenity on campus? It's like if we could only lock the door to the room. Hey, why are you backing out all of a sudden? You're not scared, are you? Oh, that was a lot of bragging and self-confidence. I'm not scared at all. I just don't understand why here. You have no idea what it's like to live a lie all the time. To remember every second that you're different. And if anyone finds out what you really are, they'll kill you. If you've been in my shoes, you'd understand why you're so careful. Oh, I really even think about how she felt. I understand. I mean, I don't understand, but I want to understand. I really do. Well then, what are you standing there for? Let's go before I get cold and change my mind. I'm coming. Are you sure there's no one here? I come here a lot. It's my little secret place. I've never noticed a sign of anyone else's presence. Come on in! Whoa, it looks cozier inside than it does outside. Make yourself at home. I mean, like my house. And that means try not to touch anything, okay? I only plan on touching you. Of course you are. What is this place? It's an old temple. I don't know whose. The images of the goddesses and gods have long since been erased. Why are you standing here? Are you here to admire the interior? No, you! Well, come here. Oh, I can't believe I agreed to this venture. But now that we've come this far, are you sure you're ready to see me? You've never been so passionate about anything in your life. Whatever happens next, swear to keep my secret. In exchange, I'll swear not to harm your life. I swear. Alright, whoa! I'm just now realizing how excited I am. I don't often allow myself that kind of freedom. Please close your eyes for a minute. I will. But why? Ugh, that's it. You can open them now. Whoa, am I really seeing this or am I dreaming? Wow, is that Audrey? Unbelievable. Holy shit, she can fly too? This is the creature that sleeps under the same roof? In the same room with Samantha? Well, I see you're speechless. It's not what you were expecting, is it? My brain is about to explode. I don't even know how to respond. Audrey, is that really still you? Ha ha ha. Of course it is, silly. I told you, you have no idea what you're asking for. Do you see why we couldn't do this on campus? Yeah, well, I do now. So what's your verdict? You wanted to see a succubus without a disguise. Do you like what you see? Oh, I don't even know how to say it. Audrey, I never thought it would be like this. Am I sure I'm not dreaming? What are you waiting for? Can't you work up the courage? No, I was just wondering. Sorry. It's okay, Samantha has a lot on her mind, too. I think it's your upbringing. Samantha, let's not talk about her now. You're right, all that matters is you and me. Come here, be a good boy. I'm already cold without a man's warmth. I'll fix that in a jiffy, baby. Heh, so even succubi need warmth. I've waited so long for this. If you only knew how thirsty I am. How so? I just drank you up to the last drop. And I'm not talking about magic power right now. Oh good, I felt a little creepy for a second. Shut up and kiss me, fool. Mmm. Oh, her lips are like a drug, impossible to tear away. At least they're not the softest lips I've ever felt. And her tongue, what it does, oh my god. Mmm. All succubi are so good at that. What do we have here? I can't wait to get to know him better. Oh yeah, I'm all for it. Let me in. Let me make the connection. I'll be very careful while I'm eating you. Oh wow, exactly. No, wait. What now? It's great, but wait a minute. I just remembered something. I don't want to lose all my powers at the fun part. I need to drink that potion I made for occasions like this. Sabrina said that if you don't boil the lilies enough, they can poison you. Well, I hope I did it right. Oh, how long have you been there? Well, I can't wait any longer. She doesn't waste any more time. Andre, I'm helping you get in the shape, handsome, but I could do it myself. Look, don't be sarcastic, okay? Just relax and have fun. Oh! Oh yeah, there you go. You know what you're doing, that's for sure. Do you like the feel of my hand on it? Just imagine what I could do with the other parts of my body. Imagine if entering my mouth and resting against my... Imagine it entering my mouth and resting against my throat. Isn't that what you want? Audrey, I'm all over the place. Don't you want to make your ideas come true? I'd love to. I can't believe this is actually happening. Am I really about to get sucked off by a succubus? Holy shit, getting sucked off by a succubus. That's a new one. Oh my, impressive size. I'm not even sure my mouth accommodates it. That's how we're speaking? Let's try. Oh, that's what I missed today. I missed that too. She has such soulful eyes. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, keep it up, baby. That's what you need. She works her tongue so hard. You can tell she's a professional. Baby, you're a cosmos. What? Don't stop. Oh yeah, that's it. It's just perfect. Okay, so we have some multiple angles here. Okay, getting really in close. Like the hand animation there. It's very natural. Except maybe you could go a little deeper? Is that a challenge? Of course I could go deeper. So what are you waiting for? I just wanted to extend the pleasure. But now you're asking for it. Oh. Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Keep up the good work. Never thought anybody could be that good at blowjobs. And every second she seems to get better and better. Is that really how the succubus charms work? Oh. Oh yeah, that feels so good. Okay, so they're giving us some more angles on this one. This is a pretty long scene. Wow, she goes all the way. Unlike the girls in Fetish Locator, I guess that's what you would expect from a succubus though, right? You are unbelievable, Audrey. Oh, that feels so good. Okay, I can't listen to you moan anymore and envy you. It's time for you to satisfy my needs, don't you think? I'd be honored. I've only just realized how beautiful you are. Do you really think so? Or are you willing to say just anything to dip? You willing to say anything just to dip your dick somewhere? Well, not just anything or anywhere. I really think so. You can see for yourself. Let's start with the fact that you have perfect breasts. Go on. They're perfect size. They're firm. And the color of your skin drives me crazy. Yeah, man, you get redheads and red skin. And not saying, oh, you got an Indian fetish. Not like that. Yeah, I can tell that you like my breasts, but it's not just my boobs. I'm sorry, it's just that right now they're occupying all of my attention. Men, what can you take? Let's just cut to the chase. I don't want anyone to catch us. Get down on the floor. On the floor? It's cold out there. It's cold down there. If you haven't noticed, it's never cold around Succubi. Lie down. All right. Whatever you say. Good boy. Well, are you ready? What a question. You cooked me yourself. Still can't believe this is happening. I didn't put up with her nasty temper for nothing. Maybe after tonight you won't be able to sleep with normal girls for a while. What? Why? They say no one seems good enough in bed after Succubi. Oh, huh. Well, we'll see. Can't get that ponytail out of my head. That one? Yeah, it's so cute. I don't think I could get excited about someone else's tail, but you did. Well, if that's the case, would you like to get under my ponytail? What a divine sight! Incredible beauty. Of course I do. Come here. Hurry. I can't wait either. Oh, Audrey, I want you to ride me. I want to watch your wings shake as I go inside. Oh, yeah. Keep talking, you rascal. You rascal, you! I want to hold your horns while I pull your holes. Well, I'll be damned. Oh, that's it. I can't wait for another second. Take me, Grim. Fuck me so hard you can hear me moan in hell. Here I go. I can feel the pleasure ripple through her body. Yes, just like that. So good. Don't stop. Fuck me harder. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, ah. I don't think that was part of it, but we got some camera angles. There you go. You want to see the tail? There you go. She's really enjoying it. I want a new experience. Let's change positions. That's a great idea. Now. Oh, she's insatiable. It's okay. With this potion, I'm strong enough to give her a good fuck. Take me from behind. How can I refuse such a request? Then hurry up and come in. You're so impatient. Do you not enjoy the moment of anticipation at all? Less than I would enjoy your cock inside me. Fair enough. Oh, well, she's letting us know how she feels. I can feel the pleasure ripple through her body. Yes, just like that. So good. Don't stop. Fuck me harder. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, well, you know, she's letting us know. It's almost like saying, Yes, just like that. So good. Okay, we've got some more camera angles. And we have, okay, so we have four camera angles. There you go. You know the Castlevania games where you would have to defeat the succubuses? Well, this time, you get to defeat the succubus in another way. I mean, personally, I always kind of wanted to fuck them too because they were hot. It's like, hey, Dracula, how the fuck are you getting this kind of asshole? Alright, anal sex, come inside or come on her ass. I don't know if you want to come inside of a succubus. Come on her ass. Just anal. I had an idea. I'm sure someone in a succubus won't say no to me. Audrey, here's an idea. How can I put this delicately? Would you like to try it in the ass? I don't mind. You don't have to be so subtle with me. Sex is my nature. So stop squirming. You better come in my ass with your massive cock, Grim. Here I go. Her ass is so tight. Look, I'm reading exactly what it says, and that's a Yes, just like that. So good. Don't stop, fuck me harder. Oh yes, that's it. Okay. Enough of that. Mm-hmm. Makes me wonder if there's a porn now, even a parody, where the guy is like, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's great. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs to go and make fucking literal parody porn parodies. Like, you know how they do porn parodies of, like, popular shows? They need to do a parody of porn itself. That would probably be really fucking great. Mm-hmm. Okay, enough of that. I'm going to come. Me too. You're not gonna mess her ass up, so go ahead. I'm coming. Oh yeah, come on. Unbelievable. Oh, ah. Ah, yes, that was beautiful. Are you satisfied? I sure am. Look at all that sperm. You filled me up to the brim. That's nice. That was really good. I haven't had sex like that in a long time, and she's a fucking succubus, so you must be doing something right there, buddy. No man has ever lasted this long with me. I'm not a normal person. That's for sure. You're just cosmic. I knew she wasn't such a bitch. She just needed quality sex. Sometimes all it takes, gentlemen, is quality sex to turn a bitch into a... well, less of a bitch. I had a great time today, Audrey. Thank you for trusting me. You proved it wasn't all for nothing. I'm sorry I was rude to you. It's okay, it's no big deal. Now I know who you really are. And I mean your soul, not your horns and wings. Grim, I'll remind you just in case. No living soul can know about me. So drop all the horns and wings jokes, okay? You have my word. No one will ever find out your secret from me. Thank you. It's nice to be in your own skin for a change. It really suits you. I didn't realize succubi could be so beautiful. Stop it, you're flattering me. Fuck, I can't sleep. How could I after what I saw? Why do we still have the woods music? Even when I found out that Audrey's a succubus. I could have never thought that she looked so different. Oh wow, it's both fantastic and terrifying. Someone is knocking at the door. I'm just imagining things. Is someone knocking at the door or am I just imagining things? No, that's for real. There's someone at the door. Samantha, are you okay? Shh, why are you crying? Come here. What happened? Tell me. What might have happened? I've never seen her so scared. Let's go to the bedroom. I want you to tell me everything. I had a nightmare. That you died. Oh? It was just a bad, very bad dream, Sam. Everything's okay. I'm here with you, alive. I was so scared. Of course you were. Tell me about it. What was it like? I was arguing with you about Dakota. We were shouting at each other. You told me that I'm wrong about her, that I have a very strong prejudice against her, and it ain't right. Then Dakota showed up. I didn't expect that. She fired a kind of burning light at me, and I fell and I couldn't get up. You started to fight with her. You were protecting me from her. She was incredibly powerful, Grim, but you were amazing. It was a fair fight on equal terms. You both refused to give up. Smoke filled the room along with flashes of light. Suddenly, something unthinkable happened. Dakota came up to you and started to kiss you. Ha 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 ha, really? Yup, sounds funny now, but I felt utterly blindsided by what I saw. So you were kissing. I think her goal was to take you by surprise. It worked, actually. She caught you off guard and hit you with a spell before you could do anything. You fell to the ground and lay there, breathless and motionless. It was horrible. I was holding you in my arms and trying to wake you up. But nothing helped. You had no pulse and you weren't breathing. You were dead, Grim. I was pinching myself just to wake up, but I couldn't. It was so hurtful to understand that I lost you. That part of my soul went together with you. No one should have to experience things like that, even in a dream. But what was Dakota doing all that time? Dakota? She was standing aside and watching us. Was she triumphing? Triumphing? Not at... Whoa, was she triumphing? Triumphing? Not at all. She looked sad and tired. Well, that doesn't matter. Come here, baby. Shh. It's over already. The worst is behind you. I can't promise that I'll never die in your arms, but... it's my objective not to let that happen. You're such a dummy. Your breath is so warm. I'm so glad that you support me all the time. It means a lot to me, and I really appreciate it. Ah, I'm happy to be here for you. Don't thank me for that. Let's just lie down for a bit. Sure. I feel so safe with you, Grim. I never felt that way with anybody else. I can barely keep my eyes open. Oh, what time is it? Did we just fall asleep? I don't remember. Oh, very, very exciting. Well, only a single touch and I'm already turned on. Look at her. She's so sweet while she's sleeping. I can endlessly watch her chest rising and falling. Again and again and again and again. I have no thoughts of sleep. Oh, Grim! Sam? Whoa! Has she called for me in her sleep? I'm wondering what she's dreaming about. Ugh, what a lovely view. I just want to feel closer to her. Phew! Can't believe that it's real. I hope I'm not going to wake her up. That's the last thing I want. I need to be very careful. That feels so great. Even better than I could imagine. Mmm. Oh, Sam. You're moaning so gently. It's like music to my ears. I like to watch how my touches make her parted lips tremble. Why is it so hard to take my eyes off your ass, Sam? Because it's a rather nice ass. It's driving me crazy. Her skin is so firm and smooth. Feels so great. Okay, I really need to get some sleep now. I have to wake up early tomorrow, as always. And I'm so tired of suffering from lack of sleep. You and me both. She's looking so peaceful. I'm starting to get sleepy, even without any distressing thoughts. Sam, Samantha, did she leave? Seems so. Okay, that's not a big deal, but I can't deny that waking up all alone is very sad. The rest of the week passed rather boringly. It's the same as usual. As usual, Joshi was getting into trouble in class until Victoria made him a sister. Joshi assures us that she makes the spells a little more painful on purpose. To punish him for chatting all the time. Somehow I believe that. Haley volunteered to prepare some kind of report for Victoria. So she didn't get a chance to spend time with me. It's hard with girls for whom studying always comes first. Naomi had another fight with Sabrina over discipline. Never ceases to amaze me how stubborn she is. I'm surprised Sabrina hasn't complained about her to the principal yet. And Lily and I helped Sabrina gather ingredients for potions again. I enjoyed the views of the wildlife, is what he says here. No one got lost this time. Sabrina didn't take a step away from us just in case. No one ever found out about my heroic deed of saving the academy. But the principal generously rewarded Leonhardt with points and victory was in our pocket. So now I have a great weekend ahead of me in Dale. The ship is just about to depart. I can't wait. And here I am. Feels good to get a full breath of freedom. There's so much to do. But the first thing I'll do is check into a room at the Dale Oakley. So tired of my old room. Maybe they have a better one available. I should check with Mina before I check in. Hi, I have a favor to ask. Mina, I have to request another room. Oh, did something happen to your room? No, but it's just terrible conditions. It's impossible to live in. Is it really that bad? Come on, show me what you don't like, and I'll try to fix it somehow. Like giving me the keys to the room? We'll see. First, let's figure out what's wrong with this room. I don't even know where to start. We'll discuss it there on the merits. If she thinks she can change my mind, she's dead wrong. I hadn't noticed before how pretty Mina's figure is. Wonder if she has a boyfriend. Maybe I should ask her out for coffee at Achi's sometimes. Oh, just ask them all out, why don't you? If she's not too offended by my request. Well, here we are. At first glance, everything seems fine. Can you give me an example of precisely what you don't like about this place? Oh, where to start? The couch seats are so squished that the springs are digging into my butt, and the coffee table's wobbly. I think it would be easier for me to replace the sofa cushions. We have spare ones. And you could put a little book under the table. Oh, the hell with it. All right, but the desk is horrible. I could have sworn I could have rubbed a splinter on it. I guess, but why would you rub it? That's not what it's for. The table's an antique. Miss LaPiche used to write her cheat sheets on it when she was a student. Victoria stayed here when she was a student? I didn't know. Well, okay, you can live with the desk, but... Bathroom and toilet. Look at them, there's mold and leaking faucets. You name it, it's moldy. The paint just peeled off. I'll send a plumber to tighten the taps and the problem will be solved. You haven't heard the main problem yet. Let's go. The mattress is terrible. Stiff and saggy. Yeah, I know. You can't sleep in here. It's strange. There was a girl who stayed here before you. She looked as fragile and delicate as a spike. So? Neither she nor I thought the mattress was hard. By neither she nor I, she means. That they were lying here together? What the? Maybe I got it wrong. I can't outright ask if they fucked on it. Maybe not for a girl, but I think the bed is too flimsy. I'm not sure if it can handle any kind of activity. Activity? Could you be more specific? What kind of activities do you mean? Oh, well, all kinds. Well, what is she doing? Why is she leaning so close? I can assure you that this bed is much sturdier than it looks. I can't change your room without documenting your dissatisfaction with this one. And if my boss finds out clients aren't happy, I won't get a promotion. So that's why she's defending this room so fiercely. Oh my! I get it, but what about my comfort? I was just getting to that part. Let me prove to my boss that I'm a good hostess. It's my duty as a good hostess to help you get happy and comfortable. In particular, if we ignore the other inconveniences of the room, and let's not get back to the question of changing rooms. Oh well, that's a tempting offer. I'll have to think about it. Good. Let me know when you make up your mind. Until then, enjoy your stay at the Daylily Apartments. I'll be at the front desk if you need anything. Okay, thank you. What the hell? Was it just me or did she just hint at sex? Seems like this room may work fine for me after all. As good as it sounds, I can't spend all the weekend just lying here. First of all, I need to get ingredients for that ritual. After all, I promised Haley I'd take care of it. Good thing I know one fairy who can get everything I need. It's time to visit Gordon's shop. Hey, Gordon. Oh, finally here to work, huh? Not now, but maybe a little bit later. Mm-hmm, and what do you want, then? I'm looking for some ingredients for my potion. Can you help me with that, Gordon? It depends on what you need. A handful of solar dust, crushed dragon skin, and fresh Edelweiss petals. That's a visual novel called Edelweiss. No, I can't help you with that. You better go ask Willow. Okay, I get it. Grim, I'm here. Do you need some magical ingredients? Exactly. What do you need? A handful of solar dust, crushed dragon skin, and fresh Edelweiss petals. So? That's impossible, Grim. Even if I really want to help you, I can't. But why? I'll pay, surely. I might get lucky enough to find some solar dust and dragon skin, but fresh Edelweiss petals? Those I haven't seen for ages. It's crazy. But Willow, can you try? Please, honey. This is really important. Not just for me. You can help save someone's life. Besides, I can't think of anyone else more capable, and I don't think anyone else can help. Okay, enough sweet talking. I'll try to find everything for you, but money alone isn't enough. What do you want, Willow? I'll pay more to make it worth your time. No, it's not about the money. I want something else. Something else? Like what? I'm not sure. That's why I asked you. Do you have any suggestions? Maybe you could do it in exchange for a kiss? Ha 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 ha! For a kiss with you? Exactly! You'd be surprised. And what's so special about your kisses? You won't know if you don't try. You intrigue me, Grim. So, what do you think? You know what? I'm in. But don't try and deny that you want this. Maybe even more than I do. Let's mix business with a little pleasure. No need to make this harder than it has to be. Oh! I like how your lips taste. Ow! Are you biting? I wasn't expecting that. I like how it adds a little bit more excitement. And you have very soft lips. It would be a sin not to bite them. You're such a little devil. You kiss pretty well for a human, I should admit. Oh, thanks. Okay, this is all very fascinating, but I need to get back to work. You what? What about our deal? I'm just messing with you. Wait here. And don't touch anything. I'll be right back. All right, be careful. Hope she can pull it off. There's no plan B. God. Now this is when I start to get nervous. Pam, pam, pam. She's taking a long time. Maybe something went wrong. Phew! I feel alive again, finally. Any luck? Here you go! Wow! You're my hero, Willow. You did a great job. God, I'm so tired. Do you have any food with you? I have a carrot if you want one. I haven't eaten anything for several days. Several days? You've been gone for 5, maybe 10 minutes. In my grove, time goes on differently. I spent nearly a week there to find your ingredients. Willow, you're the sweetest thing ever. I don't think I'll ever be able to thank you enough. It's too early to tell, And thanks for the carrot. Ah, that's nothing. I even feel kind of bad that I have to go. There's a lot to be done today. Come here, honey. You're a miracle. Thank you again. Bye-bye. Well, now that it's done, I have some spare time. And I surely want to go to Lady Luck later in the evening. Oh, I know. I should get some coffee. Nothing makes the day better than a cup of Achi's coffee. And I'm sure I'll find some company to drink it with. Ah, I can already smell delicious Arabica. What a pleasure. Hello, Aki. How are you? Good to see you again. Congratulations on your house winning. How do you know it won? I told you I love hanging out with Cordell students. How else would you get here? Ah, that's true. By the way, my name is Grimm. Nice to meet you, Grimm. Speaking of victories, have you heard of Tormund the Dragon Lord? Dragon Slayer? I haven't even heard of them. Are they some kind of dragon hunters? Bingo, but now it's more of a storybook club about old times. I mean, dragons went extinct about 40 years ago. It's not that long ago. At least that's what they were thought. Huh? At least that's what they thought. There's no word that needs to be there. They say he heard that there are dragons in the mountains above Dale. Can you believe it? I wish I could see a dragon with my own eyes. Extinct? Are you sure about that? I saw them on my way to Cordale with my own eyes. Oh, come on. Are you serious? Why would I lie? I didn't even know if it was rare. Lucky me. Big ones? Breathing fire? How did you survive? Tell me everything. I'd love to, but I'm starving. Anything you'd recommend? Sure, just a second. I just got a delivery today that sells out in a matter of hours. There you go! That looks great. What is it? Enchanted roll, but that's just its name. It's actually a mascarpone roll with seasonal berries. Sounds great. How much do I owe you? On the house, my friend. Just tell me about the dragons. Huh. Thank you very much. I'd be happy to tell you. Aki enjoyed listening to the story about the dragons I saw with Haley. He's surprisingly easy and fun to talk to, and also a good listener. If he didn't have other visitors, we'd be chatting until closing time. I wish all baristas were like Aki. I haven't had coffee this good in a long time. Hey, it's Samantha and Audrey. Guess I'm not the only one who appreciates good coffee. I think I'll keep them company. Hey there, girls. And this is where we're gonna end it off. For now, anyway. I did an extra long one because we didn't do one last week, so I wanted to make sure you got your dose of Lust Academy. So, alright guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley for more Lust Academy. Stay tuned.